if an artist or a performer wants to perform in the United States, they first need to get a petition, a proof petition from Homeland Security. And then they can come to the embassy and apply for a visa. So the people who are organizing the event or the production in the United States fill out the petition on behalf of the artist or the performer coming. And then once that is, that process is complete, then they can come to the embassy. And as far as we know, we've never denied any visas to Latvian performers going to the U.S. in recent years. But it does happen, but those petitions are done in Washington by the Department of Homeland Security. Certain visas that people apply for are under the jurisdiction of the Department of Homeland Security. So that could range from this type, a visa for an artist going to perform, whether it's whether they're going to be paid or not paid. I won't get into the specifics because I'm not the consular expert. Or it could be receiving a work visa. It just depends. The Department of Homeland Security is in charge of reviewing those petitions. And once those petitions are then approved, then the person, the applicant, can come and apply for a visa at the embassy. Well, I refer you to the Department of Homeland Security press office. They can talk about the specific petition process and what the requirements are for that type of visa. I don't have that information. But in general, I mean, there's many, many cross-cultural exchange programs going on between Latvia and the United States. The embassy supports a number of academic exchange programs where we're promoting cultural exchange. So there's Latvians and Americans going back and forth on similar types of programs. And the embassy strongly supports this because they see it as a strong part of our person-to-person relationship.